भगवान इन 41 सेज योगसन्यस्त कर्माणम् ज्ञान संचिन्न संशयम् आत्मवंतम् न कर्माणि निबघ्नन्ति धनंजय. Bhagavan says, the one who has renounced all the actions by yoga in this particular context, yoga of knowledge, jnana karma sannyas, having acquired the knowledge from the teacher and fully understanding the renunciation in action, by purifying your mana and buddhi, mind and intellect. Such a person who has acquired, comprehended this knowledge, and because of that knowledge, the one who is poised at all times, reveling at all times in the self, for such person, any actions that he or she does never binds. Bhagavan promises. Why it never binds? Because there is no sense of doership. Having acquired the knowledge, this sense of doership, the sense of enjoyership, the sense of ownership is gone. Because what do you own? Ownership implies something other than you that you own. It is the object of ownership, and the owner cannot be the same, right? And therefore, the sense of ownership, enjoyership, doership disappears. What is left is the clear and absolute understanding that I am the witness to everything that happens around me. I witness. Ghalib, one of the great realized souls of 16th century. Everybody reads his poetry and doesn't understand. He was one of the realized souls. So he said, Bazi chai atfal hai dunya mere aage. Bazi chai atfal hai dunya mere aage. Hota hai shab o roz tamasha mere aage. Galiji says, this world is like a whole bunch of little kids playing in the garden to me. That's how it looks. And that show is put up day in and day out, day and night. And I just watch that show and be amused. As a witness, I just keep watching that show. Only remember, such profound words can only come from somebody who has realized the truth. It doesn't come otherwise. You and I cannot write like this. You can write Tupandi. Aaj somvare, kal mangalvare, parso budhvare, mujhe tumse pyare. We can write like that. There is no problem. All the kachra patti. Huh? Words like this doesn't come. They don't come unless you have experienced it, as it were. Because even to say experience is wrong, because experiencing implies something other than. So when you have attained that knowledge and become the knowledge itself, this world in which you are playing this role as a constrained entity, with certain name, form and function, father, mother, dada, dadi, bachcha, bachi, friend, employee, associate, boss, whatever role we are playing. It's only a role, it's not me. That constant and consistent absolute conviction, when that is there, then you're a realized soul. Otherwise, Then somebody calls your name. Like if I said, who is Jayashree? She'll raise the hand, I'm Jayashree. Who said you are Jayashree? Who said you are Jayashree? That was a name given to you when you were born. What were you before you were born? Your mama. Because you have children, your mama. Your wife, your husband, because you have physical relationship at body level only. All relationships are at body level. And therefore, when we understand and become serious and sincere student of knowledge, genders don't have anything to do with it. Nothing. Because jnanam doesn't happen to male or female. Jnanam happens at the intellectual level. And when it's practiced in life, it becomes vijnanam or wisdom. So knowledge is at intellectual level where genders have nothing to do with it. So somewhere along the line, some idiotic idea that's floating that women cannot have the knowledge. Years back, we, in our stupidest, wise attitude, floated this idea in society. Most ridiculous thing to do. There is no such thing. Knowledge only happens at intellectual level, and at intellectual level, there are no gender differences. As a matter of fact, mother is the very first teacher. In the samsara, when the child comes, mother is the very first teacher. And the great Vidushis in our Vedic times, one of them being Gargi. When Gargi was having her first child, Amma was already giving upadesh to that child even before the child was born. And Amma used to teach that little child in the womb that Shuddho si, Buddho si, Niranjano si, Samsara Maya Parivarjito si. Oh my child, you are the pure one. Shuddho si. You are the knowledge itself. Buddho si. Niranjano si. You are the one without blemish of likes and dislikes. Because sansara maya parivartito si, you are the one that goes beyond this world called maya. You are the one that conquered this world, and you are the one that is Brahman. That is the teaching our mothers have given to our children. Because that is mother's responsibility. That's what life is all about. That's what knowledge is all about. So be happy. Be very happy. Because knowledge always comes, always, without doubt. It always is gained through intellect and comprehended through the worship and Shraddha of the Lord. We'll go to the last verse. Tasmad ajnana sambhutam. Ritstham jnanasinatmanah. Chitvainam samshayam yogam. Atishto tishtha bharata. So Bhagavan, remember Bhagavad Gita, this teaching took place on the battlefield. Wasn't in a nice air-conditioned room where Bhagavan sat sipping coffee and Arjuna sat with his legs on the bench. See what my teacher is teaching. Huh? This teaching took place in the battlefield, just like the teaching that takes place here and anywhere else. Samsara is your battlefield, and you are the soldier. So when Bhagavan, in the final verse of this chapter, talks to Arjuna, he talks to Arjuna in the language of a soldier. Soldier only knows one thing. how to fight. The rajasic guna being so powerful in a soldier, serious and severe action is the dharma of a soldier. That is the subject of the chapter number 12, verse number 12, that Anil just written up on the board today. Everybody is supposed to know that. So Bhagavan talks to Arjun in the language of a soldier and says, that what you need to do is to kill the ignorance with the sword of knowledge. Chitvainam samshayam. Therefore, O Arjuna, tasmad, ajnana sambhutam, born out of ignorance, ratstam, kill that ignorance with the knowledge that is sitting in your heart. Ratstam jnana sinatmanaha. Asina means sword, talwar. Asi means talwar. And so when you cut asunder the ignorance with sword of knowledge, then you are ready to do your karma as a karma yoga. So Arjuna, please stand up now and fight, because that is your job. Your job is to fight. You know, somebody who is so rajasic, you try to make him sattvic in like moments time, it doesn't happen. Gurudev used to say, if you are driving at 80 miles an hour on highway, and if you try making U-turn immediately, that's going to be lots of problems, guys. So if you are driving at 80 miles in one direction, and if you want to turn around and make a U-turn, first you have to slow down, then you have to move into the right lane, then you have to watch for the traffic, and then to wait for the oncoming traffic, and then everything is clear, you make U-turn, and then pick up the speed so that somebody coming from behind doesn't hit you again. You can't just feel like, okay, I make U-turn. Same thing when you are rajasic in nature. You have to fulfill and get rid of that rajasicness by fulfilling what you are supposed to do. Like Bhagavan explained, karma to karma yoga in chapter 3, and then knowledge to karma sannyas, inaction. Inaction is one word, in is second word, action is third word. While doing action, give up the doership, you don't do it. And therefore the fruits of that action are never mining on you. So thus Bhagavan teaches the fourth chapter to Arjuna. And then we close the chapter with Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yogo Nama Chaturthodhyayah Sarva Dharman Parityajya Vamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tva Sarva Papebhya Mokshayishyami Mashuchah Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah Harihi Om. We have 5 minutes. Any questions are more than welcome. Answers are not guaranteed. So feel free to ask questions. The best thing to do if you are going to ask questions is to write your questions down and go through one more chapter, and you will be amazed. most of your questions will be answered. That's the beauty of this tech. Yes, ma'am.
I'm not sure this is exactly a question, but you know, when you talked about either differences between men and women, but, you know, attaining knowledge, what about IQ?
How many people we have here? I'm answering your question. I'm answering your comment, or I'm commenting on your comment. How many people do we have here? About 20-some. They're all students of... They're all students on the quest to acquire this knowledge, right? Do we know how fast they can go? Can they all go at the same speed? No. Can they all have the same understanding? No. So your physical and mental ability from physical standpoint, from bodily standpoint, from physiology standpoint, they all come in the play. So my point is very simple. Why do you want to bother with what's your IQ? Who gives? Excuse me. That's his call. That's his call. If you are hardworking, sincere enough, serious enough, and persistent enough, you'll be amazed how that IQ works for you. So don't think of limitations, what I'm trying to tell you. Don't think of how limited you are, because that is exactly where the problem is. We constantly keep thinking how limited I am and how miserable I am and how incomplete I am and how can I do this, and come on, get moving. Things will happen. So don't worry. Don't be concerned about what your or someone's IQ might be. It's immaterial, actually. To me, it's extremely immaterial. Doesn't matter. You start the practice of acquiring this knowledge. And because you are sincere and serious and persistent, when you run into trouble, you'll always find someone who can help you. That also is His grace. Like I said, His grace doesn't fall on you like rain. The fact that we are sitting in this particular facility, listening in a mostly comfortable fashion, somebody speaking and discussing the text, that in itself is His grace. Because of His grace, a group of our community members thought of following Gurudev's teachings. And then they realized that if we have a place, we could do it in a more organized way. So with everyone's participation, that happened. So the fact that we have a place to come to regularly, and we have a teacher or teachers to share with us, that is His grace. So whenever we are anxious to learn, the grace will be there. We have to put up the effort. If we don't do, one of the Subhashitas says, Nahi suptasya simhasya pravishanti mukhe mrgaha. If a lion is sitting somewhere in the corner of a forest, keeping his wide mouth open, the deer is not going to come and jump into it. He still has to go out and hunt, guys. So we have to hunt. Otherwise it doesn't happen. So keep working at it. We all work at it. We all work at it. Age doesn't matter because age is a physical thing. IQ doesn't matter because it's an intellectual thing. Shraddha matters. So have that faith. Faith in what? Faith in scriptures. Faith in your teacher. Faith in the Lord. And utmost important, faith in yourself. Without that, it won't happen. My IQ is very low. Who cares? So go slowly. one day you might find that your IQ has become so powerful. That's His grace. So don't worry about these things. Huh? It's 10 after 12 and officially this is where the class ends. So we will thanks so very much for coming. Next week, once again, Anilji will be here and he'll start with chapter number 5th, Karma Sannyas Yoga. Once you have knowledge, you will realize that the karmas are to be given up while not giving up karmas. That is the subject matter of 5th chapter. Give up the karmas while not giving up the karmas. Think about it. Think and prepare. Then when the teacher comes, there's a lot more fun. Read 5th chapter. Gurudev's comment is so powerful, so wonderful, so wonderful, and so precise. It's not just verbose. It's not something that fills up pages and doesn't have anything to say. It's so precise, you can't even move a word from here to there. Gurudev was that precise. So thank you so much. Hari Hari.